Okay, so last talk of the Dev Room. Paolo Bonzini is going to be talking about reverse engineering a solar roof panel. Sorry, roof. Yeah, whatever. whatever he said.
Unmute the mic.
Here, yes. So as a quick introduction to myself and to set the expectation straight, I'm not a hardware guy, I'm not a security guy. This is basically something I did for fun, so I'm a beginner in these topics. On the other hand, I'm not a total idiot either. I know assembly pretty well. I work with compilers, kernel stuff, so I know xdumps enough to do this stuff. So anyway, this all starts almost 5 years ago when I bought a solar roof for my family. And the installer asked about having this optional data logging component. And I didn't really want to have anything cloud related because IoT is short for Internet of Things that shouldn't be on the Internet. So I didn't want it to be on the Internet. But it's entirely local. So I said, sure, why not? And this is what I got from them. There's like, this is the normal solar roof setup, the stuff that I won't touch with 10-foot pole. This is the part that this talk will be about. And it was already suspicious from the beginning. Like. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe they bought it on sale. I don't know. But the plot thickened when I, by chance, had Wireshark running and I saw there was a Raspberry Pi that I didn't know of. Like, I have other Raspberry Pis, but none with this this IP address. So, okay, so in prior, actually, a few years later, when I was not really preparing for this talk, but I noticed this on their website. So these are the specifications for this. It has quad-core ARM Cortex. It even has a micro SD inside. Okay, so you know what kind of Raspberry Pi is going to be in there. But anyway, let's take a step back and go back to 2018 and say, let's see at what this thing does. So it's pretty nice. I mean, you can only see this from outside, but actually there's extra things around. Here you can see that they power it through the GPIO. In fact, the power brick, they actually cut out the USB part and they just screwed the wires to the GPIO here. So what does it do? It basically logs data to the SD card every 5 minutes. It lets you plot nice graphs. Unfortunately, I don't have any picture of the graphs because I don't use the software anymore. But it also has 5 relays. You can see them here. Like some of them have normally closed, normally open. Some of them only have normally open. And it's based on 5-volt inputs, which is a bit weird because usually you use 12 volts or 24 volts DC for communication. 5 volts is a bit weird. And it's not very useful also because you have to actually put the wires on the wall, and it was already hard to find a place for the whole solar roof things retrofitted into a relatively old house. Another interesting thing is that it has a built-in UPS because the inverter has like a 10 ampere line that stays up 24/7. If the grid goes away, it's still battery powered. So this is another incentive to actually reuse the Raspberry Pi for something else. And also, on a slightly lower level, what does it do? It has port 22 open. Unfortunately, there's no way to upload keys. It has remote update, but it triggered exactly once when I plugged it in, and then not anymore for 4 years. The web server is not Apache, it's not Nginx, it's just an embedded web server with a vanilla server header in HTTP. But it has a nice JSON API. It's easily discoverable with the Firefox developer tools, and that's how I used this thing for some time. So for example, there is the API login, there is the API dash, which is basically what is used for the dashboard, and it returns the instant data, like 1 minute old at most, with some really cryptic names. Okay, var is not cryptic, temp is not cryptic, but the other ones are a bit weird. And it also has the possibility to get CSV data with similar headers for a particular day or averaged across the whole year. The daily one is the most useful because if you have a lot of data for the same header, it's easy to figure out what it might be. So for example, this one, ENPH, okay, V is probably stands for voltage, W stands for watt, but H you may not know offhand, but if you look at the number, you can see that pretty clearly that it's probably the frequency of the grid or something like that, because it's about 50. So you get lots of data. You get voltage, current, power values. You get a few computed fields that are easy to recognize because their name starts with X. So for example, X home is the current consumption of the home, independent of whether there is data coming from the power coming from the solar panels, or maybe instead it's coming from the battery. The actual data from the inverter are a bit not suited, for example, to plotting useful graphs, but they have a few computed fields that put things together. There's also a few dozen flags that are interesting. They are almost all zero, and so they will be a bit harder to reverse engineer. And also you can see the 5-volt inputs and the relay outputs in the logs. I actually never use these, so they are always zero, but they are named like in 1, in 2, in 3, in 4, in 5, so it's pretty easy to figure out. So what you can do with this is already do simple-minded hacks with curls. So for example, you can gather all the yearly data and do your own plots. For example, you can see here is when I do laundry, because the weekend and Tuesday is where I consume more power. And another thing that I did very early on was push data to MQTT to get some nice widgets on my phone that could give me instant data without opening the web interface. And also for home automation, at some point I was using this to turn on and off some Zigbee smart plugs. But this was not any reverse engineering.